Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. You're listening to BFN. This is the podcast for infertility, IVF, and the trials of trying for a baby. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Emma. And we're both card-carrying members of the Infertility Club. Hey Gabs.
Hey guys. Hey.
Okay?
We're doing a little Brucey bonus, aren't we?
We are doing a little Brucey bonus. Because do you want to say why, or do you want to catch everyone up on kind of what's been going on?
I would say the reason we're doing this is because it feels momentous.
It is momentous.
The title of this episode, I think, should be The Final Embryo. Because, yeah, I'm doing my FET. This is now the last embryo.
We did a second one, didn't you?
We did. We recorded in March when I did the first FET. And that didn't work. I did one in June. We didn't record for that because...
Because you weren't feeling it.
Well, I just don't think we needed to necessarily. I didn't feel like we had anything new to say, but I feel like now there is quite a lot of new stuff to say because...
Because it's the last one.
This is just so much bigger. It's the last embryo. It's like, it's huge, right? It is huge.
There's a lot of pressure on this little embryo.
Yeah, a lot. And of course, it's the worst embryo at this stage, which is the same for, you know, this is how it goes, right? And I know that we don't care about grading, but...
No, well, we do. I think we do care about grading, don't we? Yeah. But, you know, well, just to kind of, I guess, catch everyone up on what I keep repeating to you, is that when I said to Professor Tim when I was writing the book, I was in the IVF section of the book, and I said, what do you think of grading? And he pointed out that it really is, it's about how the embryo looks. They can't tell what the genetics are like. They can't tell what anything is. It's literally the shape of the embryo.
Yeah.
So there's only limited stuff that we can tell about
it. It's only
it.
One indicator.
Mm, exactly.
But then obviously the two better ones didn't work.
Mm. Two better looking.
Better looking, yes. Like a handsome embryo. Yeah. The two handsome ones didn't do too well.
This little gnarly one might do well.
I think it'll feel like a nice narrative if the ugly embryo wins out.
The little embryo that could.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, I suppose just to... So the first two FETs I did this year, this being my year of IVF, So they were natural modified. So it was drugs light, as I keep calling it. Just a trigger and some progesterone and lots of scans. Mm-hmm. So this time, it being the last embryo, I spoke to the clinic and they said there was no clinical medical reason that they saw that I shouldn't do natural again. Because all of the indicators that they had seen were good. So it maybe have just been the embryos that was the reason it didn't work. However, they were saying, you know, I recognize that if this doesn't work for you, and you might feel some regret not having tried what worked the first time.
Mm.
Which is very, you know, it's understanding of emotions and regret and like all of these pernicious feelings that I really would rather not have when I come to the end of this.
Yeah.
So here we are doing a fully medicated FET.
Yeah. And how are you feeling? What stage are you at right now?
I am transferring in 3 days. So I've been on the drugs for a while now. I've been on the estrogen for a while, like maybe a week and a half.
And you're taking pills, right?
Estrogen pills, yeah. Proginova. Which is making me feel, I mean, I talked about this on Instagram the other day, very nauseous. I don't appreciate that. And I've now started on Wednesday, just this week, started progesterone pessaries and Lubian injections. That's progesterone injections as well. So,
and they're stingy little bastards, aren't they?
They are a bit. They're not bad. You know what? I was saying this earlier, wasn't I? I was like, it's something quite exciting once the injections start. Like, things amp up a little bit and you're like, ooh, now we're really getting somewhere. So I don't really mind doing them. I don't find them too stingy. I don't mind doing them to myself, which I didn't do the first time around, I don't think too much, but this time I've singularly just done them myself.
Right.
It's just a bit of a, you know, you've got this drug schedule, haven't you? And you've got to be like, okay, no, so I wake up in the morning, I do those two things, and then I have to do this at lunchtime, and then I wait till 7, then do these two things, and then before I go to bed, I take that thing. It's like, it is a mind melt.
It's exhausting. And it's funny because, that, you know, obviously the first successful round I had, and the other round as well, I was very like, oh, it's 9 o'clock, I need to take this now. And then the last one that I did was like, oh, fucking hell, what's going on? Like, you know, I took loads of medication late and was just very disordered.
Where am I at? God, what's next? Have I done that? Yeah. I did. The other day I was sitting at my desk, really couldn't remember if I'd taken my lunchtime estrogen pill.
Yeah.
And I really didn't want to double up because of the sickness.
Yeah.
But I really couldn't remember if I'd taken it. And I was just like, oh. So I erred on the side of less rather than more because I just didn't want to make myself feel super ill if I had taken it. But like, what a dickhead. Can't you even remember?
Do you want a tip? Do you want me to give you a tip?
Alarms, maybe?
Yeah, alarms. But also get yourself a little Sharpie. Get your packets of pills and draw around the number of pills that you have to take each day.
Uh-huh.
So like draw around 3 or 4. I don't know how many you're on. I think I was on 3.
Okay.
And I think my pill packet was, in fact, 3 pills deep. So if I hadn't taken it, I'd know.
Oh.
But if you just draw around 3, then you know that that's like
the ones you need that day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. Okay. That's a good tip, that, Emma. Not heard that one before. You hear the shake of the pills.
I made it up myself when I was just so tired of having that situation.
Oh, it's just like, oh, for fuck's sake. But so, yes, I'm on the drugs. Transfer Monday. I did go in for a scan on Monday just gone.
Cool.
And lining was looking good. So that's when they said, yeah, start taking the progesterone on this day and your transfer will be next Monday. So I'm like, okay. All very exciting, I guess.
Very exciting, mate.
It's funny, like the last two transfers, I have been certain that it was going to work.
Yeah.
This time, certain it's not going to work.
Classic.
Which I feel it's a much safer place to be.
Yeah.
emotionally.
Yeah. But we've had this conversation before, haven't we? Because your philosophy has generally been be optimistic, and then like you've got the same amount to lose if you're optimistic as if you are not optimistic.
Totally.
I am a like put a lock and key and chain around my heart and just be as pessimistic as humanly possible.
Yeah. I think that's because you had that initial fail transfer that I didn't have. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's funny. I don't think I'm doing this for self-preservation. I just literally just don't think it'll work. And I don't, you know, it's not really changing my mood too much. I'm kind of all right. It's just that I just don't think it will. But there you go. Here we are. I've got to do it. It's the last embryo. It's funny. Like I didn't think I'd get here. Like I really thought I would have to make that decision about whether to keep my embryos or not. Yeah. I was really, because we did that whole episode about.
Yeah, and that was driven by you.
What to do with the embryos. Yeah, driven by me, because I thought I'd have to make the decision. Mm-hmm. And, but at that stage, I wasn't even sure if I was going to try again. So I think that was also kind of why as well. But I just, I really just didn't think I'd complete the level. I wouldn't have any embryos left to decide about. So it's kind of, in one way, good, because you've got that decision to make, right?
I do. And I got my email about a month ago and I just, I'm frozen. I haven't done anything about it. Haven't done anything. John keeps going, well, maybe we should just keep them. And I'm like, but I don't want to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I just read an article in the Times as well about how clinics are saying they're running out of space because of the frozen embryos, because all of us are like, yeah, but I can't make the decision. I'm just going to keep paying them.
We've seen the amount of storage space they take, and it's not very much.
I know. And I was saying, like, surely this is quite a good revenue stream for them, because we're all such, like, just pay it, just pay it.
Yeah, we're mugs, basically.
Indecisive. But it's a big decision, man. It is big. So yeah, I don't have to do that. This will be the final embryo.
I think you're like a lot more philosophical.
Yeah, it's because I think I just know I'll be all right if it, you know, if it doesn't work. I feel like I'm very blessed to have the son that I have, and I feel like we're going to be okay. Like I don't, like I feel very strongly that we'll be okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One thing that's been amping up the emotion about this whole thing is that my son has randomly started talking about his brother or his sister quite often. And also, so that's how it started. He'd be telling me stories about his brother. And now it started, the other day he turned to me, it was after we'd hung out with you actually, he turned around to me and he said, "Mummy, maybe we could buy a baby." And I was like, kind of in a way I am, Otis. In a way I am. And yeah, he's like, what did he say the other day? He wanted me to carry him. And then he was like, but if you had a baby, Mummy, you could carry the baby instead of me. And I'm like, what is this? Pressure from you to have a baby. This is not what I expected. I literally never mentioned anything. I've never mentioned the word baby to him in relation to our family. Do you know what I mean? I've never suggested that we might be trying for one or that he might ever have one. But yeah, I think it must be, obviously his peers at nursery have baby brothers and sisters, and so it's kind of on his mind. But it's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, it must be a peer thing, right?
I was in Waitrose the other day, and that's when he said, well, you know, if you have a baby, you can carry the baby instead. And I was just like, oh, God. Ouch.
Real.
Breaker.
Well done, kid.
It's not helping. It's not helping. But anyway, I think the reality of a baby wouldn't go down very well with him anyway, to be honest.
Yeah, I think reality and what is it? Expectation and reality are two very different things in these situations.
So yeah, so that's where I am. I think I'm trying to remain calm. I am, you know, I just kind of want closure.
Yeah.
But I am a little bit concerned about what will happen if it doesn't work and it's the last one. Because I do think that will feel like it's
very final.
Fallen off a cliff. Do you know what I mean?
And just to kind of, you know, catch everyone up, you have decided you wouldn't do another egg collection.
No, I'm not going to do that again. No.
Yeah. And is that because of the expense of it or?
I think the expense of it, yes. And I think the reason that we're doing IVF to have a second child is because we had embryos. Mm-hmm. I feel like if we didn't have those embryos, I wouldn't be doing this. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not, as previously discussed, that super, super desperate to have a big family, you know, and I know that a lot of people are, and that is absolutely fine. And for lots of people, they would keep going. But for me personally, I don't feel that, like, I'm not that desperate to have a second child and to have a bigger family. Of course, I would love one and it would be a blessing. But I just feel like I couldn't find the money. I just didn't want to go through it again. And I'm knocking on now. I think the chances of us getting embryos that would be more successful than the ones we've just lost, is very small.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure our clinic would be like, oh yeah, but it's worth it. But I just don't think, you know.
I think it's great to have a red line.
Mm.
It's you know, and for a lot of people, it might be, oh, we'll do two more rounds, or we'll do, you know, another egg collection or whatever. But it's great to have that kind of sense of, like, this is where we stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's interesting. I was talking about, put something on Instagram the other day. There was this woman who'd done a post going, it was essentially like, oh, I did loads of rounds of IVF and now I have a baby. Don't give up. If I can do it, anyone can. And I tweeted something about how, like, toxic that is. Posted.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something like, you know, if you're having trouble with this, give up, you know. I can't remember the language that I used, but it's kind of give up language. And someone messaged me and said, look, I've reached a point where I need to stop and I don't feel like I'm giving up. I feel like I'm doing this for myself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I feel like this is a positive move.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm really sorry for using that kind of language.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of in the context of this silly woman.
Well, giving up is always seen as quite negative, isn't it? But I think
it's a great
moving
thing.
On, maybe. Moving on is a good thing often.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking forward to moving on.
Yeah, I mean, you said earlier, didn't you?
IVF
again.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like if this is my family, then I'm going to be so delighted to just embrace it as this is it. This is us. We're complete. Do you know when people are always posting when they have a second kid or a third kid and like, now our family is complete? I'm just like, why can't people say that when they've just got one or none? Yeah. When they've got their dog or their cat or their, you know, I just feel like we should be more proud of, like, this is my family. This, now it's complete. Like, I'm, if this doesn't work, I'm going to be proud that this is my family. This, we're complete, like, and it's everything it needs to be.
Yeah, I think that's a great thought. Like, I was messaging my friend Sophie the other day, and she was talking, you know, my friend Sophie, she's been on this podcast before, and she's probably the best friend in at least the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that she'd been speaking to her daughter about the concept of chosen family in the context of moi. And I was like, that's such a nice phrase.
Okay, you know, yeah, I see what you
mean.
Can
you complete your family with, like, chosen?
Yeah, chosen. So what, not genetic?
Yeah, or just, you know, even just like friends, essentially.
Mm.
But, you know, people are listening to this podcast because they want a baby. So I'm probably going off on a weird tangent.
Absolutely. But I think it's good to, I think there should be more positive role models for other pathways, what other families look like. Do you know what I mean? Not just your 2.4 children that kind of is still quite prevalent across all media. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Although my neighbour who has an only child was saying that 60% of his class are only children.
Wow. Well, this is the thing. Like I looked at the stats expecting only children to still be the minority.
Mm.
And they're not. They're actually the majority now, which is mad because it just doesn't feel like that when you look around you, when you look at Instagram, when you look at the telly, when you get served ads. You know, it's all multiple children, families. I think maybe you just need to do some catching up.
Yeah. But I totally agree the phrase, my family is complete. It's such like weird, bullshitty phrase.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is coming from where I am, which is a very different place to where other people might be, to where you are, to where, you know what I mean? Like it grates me, but then that's just my response because of where I am. You know, I don't think, you know, I'm sure, I'm not throwing shade on people that do that.
Yeah.
That's the response it elicits in me, basically.
Yeah. I think your family is complete, however, whatever format it takes.
Exactly. But hey, anyway. Have I emptied my brain?
I think you have.
I feel like I have.
Are we going to talk again?
I think we probably should. Maybe just to kind of finish it off. I'm very aware as well that this is a podcast that is probably for a very specific segment of our audience, and it's not for everyone. Do you know what I mean? I know that there might be people listening to us that this has not been ideal for them because, you know, they're still struggling for
their fare.
You know. Yeah. But I feel like maybe we should just closure for me and my story. Obviously, absolutely. You know, it's not closure for the podcast, but for me, maybe we should record again.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Closure for me.
Yeah.
Really. Okay, cool. Well, we'll speak again in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think the 18th I find out, which is the day I go camping. So I might be having a great time camping. Or just a great time. Either way, it's going to be a great time camping. I'll either be smug and pregnant.
Or drunk.
Or very drunk.
I've got to say, Gabs, great time and camping. No, they don't really go into the same sentence for me, but.
Oh, yeah.
Their own.
Oh, I love a bit of camping. Love it.
Okay.
Anyway, right, bonsoir, my love. And good luck to everyone out there who's cycling with me.
Absolutely. Good luck to everyone. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.